And let's welcome in Matt Patch. Matthew Patch is he wants to go by, so we'll do that. And Matthew, you're the facilitator of the Celebrate Recovery Program in North Platte. And thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Corey. Thank you for having me.
You lost your security blanket. Jessica was supposed to be in with you originally, had her scheduled, but she lives in Sutherland. They had some damage, we understand, and she wanted to attend to that. So you're solo here, and we're glad to have you. So for those, I think most people have heard of Celebrate Recovery and have some idea of what it's about, but maybe we have some listeners out there that don't quite, haven't heard of it or don't have a solid idea of what Celebrate Recovery is. Why don't you give us a little history lesson on that and what it aims to do as a group?
Okay, so we team up with Family First Partnership, and we get together one time a year, and we let everybody know that recovery is possible. Mm-hmm. People have one person in their life that is struggling with addiction. So we try to show them that there are institutions and programs out there that help them. Monday nights at New Life Church at 6:30
mm-hmm.
Is from 6:30 to 8:30 is a Celebrate Recovery. Two Rivers Fellowship, Nicole Garcia and Doug Lee, 106 East 5th Street, every Saturday at 6:30. And then Harvest Baptist Church has Sunday at 6:30. So you have Saturday, Sunday, Monday at 6:30 to 8:30 for three of the Celebrate Recovery groups.
Three different churches and three different nights.
Correct, yes. And that is based off the Christian 12-step program. And the regular 12-step program, you can go to NebraskaNA or NebraskaAA.org, and it's every night of the week, an NA or AA program.
It's good to have these groups because there's a lot of power in meeting with other people that are struggling with the same thing you are. Is Celebrate Recovery, is it just for alcohol addiction, or do you welcome other people that are addicted to other things, or is it just focused on alcohol? Or
no, anybody and everybody. There are people that have internet addiction, you know, and they come and talk to us about it, and they just need to get away from electronics for a while and have that person-to-person, human-to-human interaction and try to get away from the electronics. So, I put my number out there available to anyone and everyone who needs to talk. That way they can give me a call whenever they're having struggles or having those thoughts that they want to relapse, and let them know that, hey, you know, there's other ways, you know, there's books, there's walks, there's fitness, you know, there's other ways to go about.
Yeah. There's a lot of resources out there for people that want help. I mean, isn't that kind of the first step? You kind of have to admit you have an addiction, you have a problem, and it's not benefiting you to live in, you know, addicted, whether it be alcohol or anything else, right?
My opinion, that's the hardest step there is admitting to another person that you have a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you share some of the steps that you kind of go through in this program?
Well, you got to first admit that you have a problem.
Right.
Second, you have to surrender your life over to the care of God as you understand Him. Surrender your addiction and know that recovery is possible. Like there's a lot of other steps, like make amends. That's a hard step. Going up to the people that you've done wrong and asking for forgiveness. Every human I know has a problem asking for forgiveness.
That would be hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's one of the steps that, I mean, there's 12 of them, and it's not an easy program, but it works.
Yeah, it's this is a proven thing, and it's been around for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it has. And then I've been in recovery for 3 years, and New Life Church asked me to be their recovery leader for the Christian 12-step program. And that was a big step for me. And then that's when I got with Family mm-hmm. First Partnership, and we start working with them, and we start helping people get that are incarcerated come out. And mm-hmm. Two Rivers Fellowship does it as well. People that are incarcerated, they get out and they really don't know what to do. So the first place they want to turn is what they know best, and that's the streets or drugs yep. or alcohol.
Yep.
And we try pulling them away and introducing them to sober people that will help them and want to see them get better.
Mm-hmm. You said, you've been going through this. Is there ever a point where I've heard it said that you can never say that I'm fully recovered, that you're always basically having to take the stance that, I have to recover every day, basically, have that, you don't want to ever get prideful and think that I've got it whipped, right?
No.
That type of thing?
That is the biggest downfall yep. that most people have is yep. saying that they don't need the help anymore, that they have it under control. And then that's when they usually backslide, and then it turns into a snowball effect.
So you obviously have gone through the program. It's benefited you greatly. And what do you say to people that you see and that you suspect or that obviously have an addiction to something like alcohol? Do you try to approach them and encourage them or present this program to them as an option for them?
I try to let them know that recovery is possible. I mean, you take a look at most of the addicts. If they want help, then they'll reach out for help. If they're sick of that lifestyle, then they'll reach out for help and mm-hmm. they'll ask for it. But if I see somebody struggling, then I'll walk up to them and I say, hey, can I pray for you real quick? Or can I do something, to help you out? Mm-hmm. Don't ever give them money, but offer them food, mm-hmm. and let them know that there is a better way. Recovery is possible. Mm-hmm. They say only 2% of addicts fully recover and stay in recovery, but I think that's an old statistic, and I'd like to, I'd like to show people that I think that percentage is going up.
Mm-hmm. So you have an event, Matthew, coming up here. Talk about this, the Celebrate Recovery Life-Changing Stories event coming up at New Life Church on June 3rd.
Yeah, so we're getting all the recovery groups together, not just in the North Platte area, but in all the surrounding areas, and we're going to have one event where everyone gets to share their story. There will be several highlighted guest speakers. I will be one of them, sharing my testimony and my recovery story. But June 3rd from 5 to 7, New Life Church, 601 East Francis Street. And we're just going to have everybody get together. We're going to have food. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have a social environment that is sober. And that way people can put their stories and their names out there to other groups and find somebody or something that works for them.
I think it's a terrific opportunity, too. And any time you can have people that have be around people and hear stories of addictions that they've conquered, at least up to that point, and gone through a program, and they can proclaim that I'm no longer addicted to it, that has to be encouraging.
It's something that I look forward to every week, is trying to touch one person. Trying to reach out to one person and, have my story heard, and maybe they can see the light and know that there's a better way. It's not the end of their life. It's the beginning of a new life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you find that the people that go through the program, do you view the program as just equipping you to deal with your addiction on a day-to-day basis? And you go through it, you're basically making a commitment that you're not going to go back to it, but the temptation still exists, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how long you're in recovery. All I could do is give you the tools to use, and whether you use them on a day-to-day basis is up to you. But with me, I have to. I have to wake up, and I have to surrender my life again. First thing in the morning, do a devotional. Say, hey, it's, thank you for waking me up again. Glory's all yours. And then as I'm going through the day, I see little signs and, nicks that I used to have, and I'm like, stop, smack myself on the hand, knock that off.
That flesh rises up and wants to grab you again, doesn't it?
Every day.
And get you trapped in bad things, for sure. This sounds like a great thing, and again, Celebrate Recovery, Life-Changing Stories, taking place at New Life Church, 601 East Francis in North Platte on Tuesday, June 3rd. Couple of hours of your evening, 5 to 7. That day, do you want people to sign up and let you know ahead of time they're coming, or can they just show up the evening of the event? Or
no, I would appreciate it if people would RSVP so we had enough food.
And how would they do that?
We will have flyers set up around town. And there will be.
There is not, I don't think so. There's a QR code. If they see a flyer, they can run their phone over, right? And it'll take them to the...
That is right. And I'm gonna see if I could hang one in quick stop locations.
So they can check those out. Probably, I'm guessing, if they go to Family's First website, too, might have a...
Correct. We have that flyer on the Family First website.
Probably get signed up that way. I mean, if people make up their mind at the day of to come, are you gonna welcome walk-ins then?
Or? Yeah, if you would like to come and you haven't signed up yet, you can get a hold of me at 308-231-0349, and I will get you signed up and get you a plate ready. So.
Okay, there you have it. Celebrate Recovery, Life-Changing Stories, Tuesday, June 3rd at New Life Church in North Platte from 5 to 7. You're invited to join the celebration of sobriety with the Straight Up Advocates. So please partake in that if you're able to, and have it a very encouraging evening for you, certainly. Anything else you wanted to mention while you're here, Matthew?
No, Corey, I want to thank you for letting me introduce myself and letting people know that recovery is possible here in North Platte and everywhere in Nebraska. We'd like to get together and celebrate together and know that, you know, I'd like to hear other people's stories. It motivates me even more. So.
All right. Well, thanks. Matthew Patch has been our guest facilitator of the Celebrate Recovery program in North Platte, an affiliate with the Family's First Partnership here in North Platte. Matthew, thanks again for coming in, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you, sir.